Hello.
Hi there, this is Janine from eBay. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Henry J. Walmsley.
Thank you so much. And this call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. Yes, how can I help you?
I was wondering if you could look at one of my item listings, please.
Sure. So, I'm currently looking at your selling page now. Which item was it?
Okay, item number 121-340-033-074.
Thank you. Let me just have a look into this. Okay, so... All right, this is for a 16mm dual plastic cogwheel.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, yes. What about this item, please?
Can you see when the last time I edited that item was?
Revised, I see. Okay, hold on. All right, so yeah, based on our system, you have last revised this listing 27th of January, 4 p.m., specifically for the buy it now price.
That's what I see as well. Good. Now, can you see on my listing that there is a multi-buy promotion?
Multi-buy. Oh, okay, sure. Let me just click on it and yeah. It says here buy one, buy two, buy three. Right, okay. So is this the main concern? You haven't listed it for multi-buy? It was automatic?
No. Can you see the last purchase made from that listing?
Okay. Buyer's list. Okay, so that would be yesterday from BAIPR1 and... They've paid you £5.88.
Yes. Now, on that listing, what is the postage charge for economy delivery?
Okay. I need to check this from the buyer's end. Hold on. Alright, so it's £1.98.
So, the buyer, you can see there on that purchase, has ordered two. So, what should the total charge to the buyer be?
Okay, so that should be... Plus £1.98. £5.30.
Correct. How much was the buyer charged?
£5.88.
Can you explain the difference?
Okay, so let's
Can you explain why my buyer was overcharged by eBay Systems?
£5.30. Okay, let's see. So there's a difference of 58p.
Correct.
Alright, so now let's go ahead and investigate. Hold on first. Okay, so yeah, based from what I can see on the buyer's end, under the breakdown of what they've paid for, the item was charged for them for the amount of one item, which is £1.95, which is supposedly £1.66 each.
Yes.
So now we need to have a look on this. Bear with me. More actions, order details. Hmm. there's just one more thing I need to check here. I'm actually trying to do the same thing on my own account, so I'm just gonna add it to my basket. Let's see if how much will I be asked to pay. Buy two. Add to basket. Okay, you'll get this offer up to 20 checkout, go to basket. Alright, I think I know what happened. I actually tried to replicate it as a buyer. I am currently on my account. So if I click on buy two and go to basket, there will be two options.
Yes.
Before you click on buy it now, there are two options. It says here, you'll get this offer up to 20% off with multi-buy if you click on check out two items. And the other option is to just go straight to the basket. When I click on go to basket, it just asks me to pay the normal price for each.
No, it doesn't. That's wrong. Incorrect. No, if he orders two and there's that discount, that multi-buy discount is on there, it should work either way.
Alright, but on my end, as a buyer's account, if I click on checkout two items, that's when the discount was applied.
Should be applied. It should be applied regardless. It doesn't matter which one you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if that is the case, then we need to have it reported if you believe it's a glitch on the system, because... But if I may ask...
A glitch on the system? My customer being overcharged? How dare you call that a glitch? Would you like to know when the first time I reported this so-called glitch was? Nine months ago. And it's happened about 15 times since. So you're going to report it as an error again, are you? Because this is retail fraud. Overcharging customers. It's illegal.
Alright, so what resolution would you like me to do for you?
Oh, I'd like you to report it yet again, please. Okay. And this time, I would like eBay to do something about it so that I am not responsible for retail fraud.
Okay,
thank you
surely.
Very much.
I'll go ahead and do that.
Yes, you do that. And while you're at it, make sure that Murray Lambell, the VC of eBay UK, is made aware of it yet again. Because I don't like being turned into a retail fraudster by your systems.
Yes, apologies for this. But yes, I have already sent a report. And let's look forward for a response from our technical team about it.
Right. In the meantime, what do we do about the retail fraud that has occurred with this customer?
So for these customers, not until we have heard from our technical team.
No.
Because if it's really a glitch, then
no,
will be
no, it's not a glitch. It's
action.
Not a glitch. It's not a glitch. Don't demean it by don't you dare demean it by calling it a glitch. It's systematic.
So how would you like it to call
it's systematic
it?
Retail fraud that has been occurring since April last year.
But we haven't received any reports aside from yours yet.
Oh, apart from the 15 previous reports from me. You've received no reports.
We haven't received
that
any reports.
That is an eBay lie. eBay lie.
So what's the best resolution that you could offer?
Well, what we have to do now, what I have to do now, to avoid being a retail fraudster, is to refund my customer. So I will do that now while you stay on the line. Mm-hmm. Let's just find that. Okay. Select a reason for refund. Other adjustment. Note to buyer. Refund for retail fraud caused by eBay systems. Refund of £0.58. Review refund, send refund. Okay, that's now going through, so I am no longer responsible for retail fraud eBay caused by your systems failing on repeated and systematic occasions. Now then, do I get the fees back for that refund?
Yes.
Automatically?
Yes, as long as it was cancelled, automatically you'll be credited
for it. It's not been cancelled, so I won't get the fees back, will I? So you'll need to do it manually, won't you? Yes.
How did you refund them straight to PayPal?
It's on managed payments.
Oh, managed payments. Okay, hold on.
And you can refund me the static part of the charge as well, because I don't pay to be a retail fraudster, made so by eBay systems.
Okay, so for the refund, we have our refund team who will process it for you.
No, don't put me through to someone else. That's just your excuse to bung me over somewhere else. Because then, the negative feedback that's coming to your profile will go to someone else, won't it? So don't try that trick, eBay. Been there before.
But would you like to be credited? Because I don't have the capability. We need to transfer this to billing department.
Lie, eBay. You can do it.
I'm from the listing department.
Well, you can still do it.
You're not
putting me through to anyone else. That's an eBay lie. You can do that refund. I know you can because you've done it before.
I'm not lying here.
Yes, you are. eBay lie. So that you can bum me through to somebody else, who then gets the blame for your incompetence, not having it, eBay. So, we've come to an impasse already. Don't forget, Murray Lambell, VC of eBay UK, needs to be informed of this systematic and ongoing error that causes retail fraud.
Do you understand that?
Yes, to Murray Lambell? No, you've just bunged it up to some person in IT.
We don't have any
IT.
Direct line to
Well,
that
you
person.
need to get a direct line to that person because
Would
when
you like
could,
to
because when I am up in court,
process?
When I am in a UK court for retail fraud, I'm going to make damn sure that Murray Lambell is there with me in the dock. Okay?
Okay.
eBay?
Okay.
Are you happy with that now? Are you happy with it's working for a company that systematically commits retail fraud? Because you shouldn't be. Okay. That is the conclusion of this call then.
Okay.
Because you're going to do absolutely nothing. Just submit a report like the previous 15 reports that you've done.
But your
nothing
credit would
that
not
you have done
back.
Nothing about. So I'll call back on a different call to get the credit for that. Okay.
Okay then. And make sure to choose manage payments and not listing queries, because we will not be able to do so on this department.
eBay lie. I've had enough for today. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.